Welcome to Maseches Beitza, Perek Dal, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 4, Mishnah 3. Says the Mishnah, Ein mevakim eitzim, one may not chop wood on yontif, loymen hakayros, not from boards that have been arranged for building, because those are considered mukta. The loymen hakayros in nishkari yontif. Similarly, if a person has a large beam that cracked on yontif, even though now he's probably would use it for burning for firewood, but since before yontif it was not set aside for that, it's considered mukta. They mevakin, and even when one is permissible to chop wood, one may not chop wood, loyba kardim, not with an axe, vloyba megera, not with some type of hatchet, vloyba mago, and not with a sickle, elo bakayfis. A person could use a large butcher's chopper, and that's permissible because since that's not the normal way, it shows that there's a difference between chopping wood today and other days. Bai shumale peris. If a person has a storehouse full of fruit, sasa, and the storehouse is closed off, that means to say that the door, he sealed off the doorway using bricks. However, the bricks that he used to seal off the doorway, he didn't cement them in. They're just freestanding. Sasa, it was closed by those bricks, venifchas, and then some of the bricks fell out on yontif. Noitel says the Mishnah, one may take fruit from the area where the bricks fell out. Because since the bricks that seal off the entranceway are there without any permanent type of closure, there's no cement, there's no tar, nothing that's used, therefore opening it in theory is only rabbinically prohibited, and if it falls by itself, it's permitted to take the fruit from that spot. Meirim, however, Meir says, Av poiches lechadchila v'naitel. He holds, one doesn't have to wait until the bricks fall out themselves. One may even remove the bricks themselves, because since the bricks are not affixed, they're not attached with cement. That's not called stira. Stira means breaking something or deconstructing. Therefore, it's permissible initially to open that up and to remove some of the fruits. Let's see one more Mishnah. Mishnah Dal, Mishnah 4. Ein poichin es haner. One may not form a ner, a light. What they used to do in those days was they would take a ball of clay and they would roll it into a ball and then they would stick their fist into it so that it would form some type of recess, and they would put oil inside of that and put a wick inside of it, and that would make them a receptacle for some type of flame of candle. So Mishnah says it's prohibited to do that on yontif. Why? Neshu, I said kli, because by doing that, a person is making a vessel, they're forming a brand new vessel, and that's also that's prohibited on yontif. Similarly, a person may not make coals or charcoal briquettes on yontif. One may not even cut. One has a long string and wants to cut it to use it as two wicks. That's prohibited. Rabbi Huda says, what you could do is you could take this long string and you could put it over the fire in the middle, and automatically that burns, and then you have two wicks. Wishing you and yours a beautiful upcoming day and a very successful rest of your week.